Hello?
Yes, hi. My name is Rudy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. Are you Mayeli Hernandez?
No. Yeah, but I'm not interested in taking it right now.
I'm sorry?
I'm not interested in taking that right now.
Okay, I mean, this is a short survey. It's just, again, it's about the Kern County. Are you registered to vote in Kern County? I won't take much of your time.
I think I'm at the gym.
You're where?
I'm at the gym.
Oh, you're at the gym. Okay, can I take a couple minutes of your time while you jog in place, maybe? For example, let me ask you this. Let's see here. You speak English, right? Are you registered to vote in Kern County as of yet?
Yes.
Okay, good. And excellent. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
Certain.
Okay, good. Thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisor, do you always vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
I guess vote.
Okay, always vote or vote most of the time?
Always. Or most of the time,
okay.
Actually.
Good. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Wrong track? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so, okay? For example, one of the names here is Donald Trump. Would you say that he's very favorable? Somewhat favorable?
Yeah. Very?
Very favorable? Okay. How about Kamala Harris? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you have no opinion? Very unfavorable. Okay, how about Gavin Newsom?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. How about Leticia Perez?
Haven't heard of him.
Okay, never heard of. Okay, how about Kim Salas?
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. Alrighty. And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just, fair, or poor job as county supervisor? Or don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. And overall, do you think county supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance? Or you don't know?
I don't know.
All right. You know, someone new is a very popular answer, but if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican.
Okay. And if the election of Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, for whom would you vote? Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, well, to which candidate would you lean? Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or undecided still?
Undecided.
Okay. All right. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. Would it be climate change? Would it be homelessness? Would it be county taxes? Would it be crime? Would it be roads and traffic? Housing costs? Jobs and economy? Or you don't know?
Jobs and economy.
Jobs and economy. Good. Now, let me read you a series of statements from Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convinced and reaching to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. For example, Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and some fentanyl use, right? She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay, Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhoods safe. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. Would that be very convincing? Somewhat convincing? A little convincing? Not at all convincing.
Very convincing.
Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Would that sound very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
A little convincing.
A little? Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
Very.
Okay. Alrighty. After hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were released, Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, for whom would you vote? Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director? Or undecided?
Kim Salas.
Kim Salas. Okay, now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises very suspicious doubts. I'm sorry, very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor. So Leticia says, Leticia says, as a county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen, and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. Would you say that's very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts? Did you say minor doubts?
No. Very.
Very serious. Okay. Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all the other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of her board meetings. Would you say that's very serious doubts? Serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts? What would you say? Hello?
Hello?
So what would you say to that one? Would you say it's very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts about her missing board meetings? Very serious? Okay. Now, Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Would you say it's very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Very serious.
Okay, all right. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican or what?
Republican.
Okay. Now, would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative? Okay. Alrighty. What is the last year of school or schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Okay. Alright. And what year were you born?
1993.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty, we're almost done, okay? Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Yes, Mayeli.
Okay, Mayeli. Thank you for your answers. That's it for this survey. You've been great. These are confidential, as I mentioned at the beginning, and you have a good rest, a good exercise, okay?
Thank you so much. You said, have a good day.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.